What should streaming platforms do when acts of violence are broadcast live to millions of people? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. This week's shooting in Jacksonville, Florida, was broadcast live on Twitch, the streaming platform that was acquired by Amazon for $1 billion in 2016. Two people were killed while they were competing in a Madden NFL video game tournament, and the shooter later killed himself. Live streaming platforms are struggling with how to handle acts of violence, and the entire business model of esports is built on live streaming competitive video game playing. So how might Twitch respond? Dimitri Williams is an associate professor at the USC Annenberg School for Communication. I asked him how many people are watching esports online.
The most popular esports events actually draw a larger crowd than, say, the NBA Finals. They can be very popular, especially for the big sort of culminating events, but there's also a steady stream of many, many hundreds of esports streamers and smaller events going on all the time.
Right. Do you think it's the responsibility? I mean, Facebook has certainly struggled with how to deal with violence and people specifically live streaming violence because they want a huge audience. And so I wonder, how should Twitch be approaching the possibility that someone's going to say, hey, here's a built-in audience of 10 million for an act of violence that I would like to perpetrate?
Right. So we want to avoid perverse incentives. And of course, anytime you can attract a lot of people, that means you can attract advertising dollars. But you don't want to incentivize violence or just any kind of content. But the same thing has been true of traditional broadcasters as is now true of this more Wild West atmosphere of this new platform, which is, do we have some kind of responsibility for the kind of content that we're going to put on our airwaves? And who is we? Because in this sense, this is almost more like an Uber model where they're outsourcing the content creation. This isn't a centralized broadcaster who's doing polished broadcasts. This is someone who creates a platform and says, hey, anybody can use it. Almost analogous to someone using telephone lines, and should the telephone company be responsible for it? We're in a very blurry area where the law certainly has not caught up to the technology. Surprise, surprise.
Right. What do you think that looks like technologically? Like time delay, more like TV, or some of the regulations? Because it's sort of like broadcast, but it's also totally unregulated in ways that broadcast is not.
I think you can expect that the more corporate money gets involved and the more heavily sponsored these things are, the more it'll tilt towards looking like televised golf or basketball or anything else. And the more it stays small scale and free form, the less it'll be like that. So if it's an individual streamer and they have a few thousand followers, I don't see them doing tape delay. I don't see them having much to do with censorship unless something changes. But if it's a big pre-planned event with 50,000 people watching live and 10 million people online and Starbucks is sponsoring it, I think you could expect to see it take on that more corporate form and have tape delay, some official censorship, and maybe some self-censorship.
Dimitri Williams is an associate professor at the USC Annenberg School for Communication. Twitch has removed video of the shooting from its site, although it is still available elsewhere online. Twitch also announced stepped-up security for its annual TwitchCon gathering in October. And Electronic Arts, the maker of the Madden video game, said it's canceling three upcoming esports events. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Caroline in Brooklyn, New York, wrote to tell us she's a longtime fan of Marketplace Tech and appreciates the content and the mission. Thanks, Caroline. To join her in keeping Marketplace Tech going strong, donate online today at marketplace.org. And thanks to Caroline and all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.